Grammar Girl here. The holidays are upon us, so it's time to answer questions about how to write greeting cards and party invitations. Here's Elena.
Hi, I had a question about the plural form of a last name. For example, if the last name is Alvarez, how do you say the Alvarezes? And do you use an apostrophe, or do you not use the S? Thank you. Bye.
To make names that end in Z plural, you add ES to the end of the name. So you would say you were going to visit the Alvarezes, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z-E-S. The same rule applies when names end in S, so the Joneses invite you to dinner, J-O-N-E-S-E-S. You don't use an apostrophe to make the names plural. You use an apostrophe to make the names possessive. For example, let's say you went to visit the Alvarezes, and then you wanted to write a letter telling your mom how wonderful their house is. To make Alvarezes possessive, you add an apostrophe to the end, so you would write, "Mom, you should have seen the Alvarez's house." That's A-L-V-A-R-E-Z-E-S apostrophe, Alvarez's apostrophe house. So now you've got that. If a name ends in S or Z, add E-S to make it plural, and an apostrophe to make it possessive. Next, if you're writing a holiday letter, you might be interested in a bet that Laura and her husband John recently asked me to settle. Their question is how to write a salutation. How do you write something like, "Hi, Squiggly"? It seems straightforward, but it's not. Although most people seem to think that "hi" is just a friendly substitute for "dear," it isn't. "Dear" is an adjective, but "hi" is an interjection, just like the words "indeed," "yes," and "oh." So technically, "Hi, Squiggly" is a complete sentence that begins with an interjection, and an interjection at the beginning of a sentence is followed by a comma. So the correct way to write this is "Hi, Squiggly," with a comma after "hi" and a period after "squiggly." "Hi, comma, squiggly, period." You could also put an exclamation point at the end, depending on how excited you feel about the greeting. The problem is that almost nobody knows that greetings should be punctuated this way, so it looks weird when you do it right. In fact, it's extremely rare to see an email salutation that uses a comma after "hi." I'm always torn about whether to use the comma. It is correct, but it seems a bit pedantic given the widespread use of the incorrect alternative, especially when you're replying to someone who's already done it the wrong way. Use your own judgment. I usually put it in, but you'll be in good company if you leave it out. Finally, we've talked about this before, but compound possession can come up in invitations, so I'll go over it again. Imagine that Aardvark and Squiggly live in the same house, and they're inviting people over for dinner. The location they're inviting people to is Aardvark and Squiggly's house, with only one apostrophe S. Because they share the house, they share one apostrophe, Aardvark and Squiggly's house. If Aardvark and Squiggly live in different houses, and they're having a progressive dinner where they go from one house to the next, then the location on the invitation would read Aardvark's and Squiggly's houses. They don't share the house, so they can't share an apostrophe S. Both names need an apostrophe S. Aardvark's and Squiggly's houses. This week's podcast is sponsored by, well, me. If you're looking for a stocking stuffer, please consider my hour-long audiobook, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. It's only $9.95 for a CD or $4.95 for the downloadable version, which you could then burn onto a CD if you're on a tight budget. It makes a great gift for the teacher or language lover on your list. I also have three winners this week from the list of newsletter subscribers. Luann, Christian, and Ben each win a copy of my audiobook. And if you want a different kind of gift, I've also created t-shirts with fun grammar slogans, such as "To Infinitives and Beyond" and "Don't Verbify Me, Bro." There are links to the book and the t-shirts at the Grammar Girl website, which you'll find at quickanddirtytips.com. Also, since it's easy to get flustered during the holiday season, it's an especially good time to be more mindful of your behavior. And this week, Mr. Manners has a great episode about how you can be more considerate of others when you're out on the sidewalk. That's all. Thanks for listening.